No one knew that this even existed anymore. Like, I didn't know. I grew up here. I came in to buy my trash tickets 4.5 years ago, and I said, I hear there used to be a theater in this town. She goes, well, you're standing in it. I'm like, what do you mean I'm standing in it? So she gives me the tour, blows me away, and I'm like, well, why aren't we pursuing this and returning it to its former glory? So right at that moment is when we started down this path of trying to return it to the public to be a performing arts center.
I guess it does kind of look like a theater. You look at the windows and...
Right, and when you see it from the side, you know it's a theater. You see the stage house in the back, and you can just tell from the shape of it that it's a theater. And then you think to yourself, why did they ever make it a town hall? But I guess economics in the late 60s, as malls were going in and movieplexes, it was hard to support a movie theater in a small town.
Let's go in.
All right, here we go. So we have this planned out in phases. So I'll tell you about the phase one plans. This will be the entryway. This will end up being the lobby. And you probably haven't heard this story, but what happened is when the town bought this in the 60s, they buried all the seats in sand and then put a 4-inch concrete cap on it. So what we are standing on right now is the 4-inch concrete cap. And so the seats would have started right about here. And so underneath us is, I don't think the seats are there, but the hardware is there still. And then they built these offices inside of the theater. So they built this whole structure inside of a theater. So it should be pretty easy to remove. We're going to leave the flat floor during phase one. We're going to start a stage right about here to go to that back wall. And so the seating space during phase one will be from this part of the stage right to where we just entered into this hallway. And back here will be this is the original stage back here. So this will end up being dressing rooms and backstage and crossover. Here's the 4-inch concrete cap that I was telling you about. Here's the original stage.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's a theater, right? And we're going to leave this in for phase one.
That's the air conditioning unit.
Air conditioning heating. Yeah. But you can see the shape of the theater right here. These go right up to the ceiling, pillars.
These decorative pillars over here.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Pretty fascinating, right?
Yeah.
This is the proscenium, this is the opening. So the screen would have sat between these two walls. Good size screen. Stage is not huge, so part of our plans as we move forward is to build a bigger stage, to make a thrust stage to come out into the room a little more. This was the code officer's office. This was the town court. This was the judge's office in here. And so all of this will be removed. And we'll have a nice big flat space that's about 55 feet long by 46 feet wide. That'll be the seating area.
And how many seats are we going to be putting in?
In phase one, we're talking about 300 seats. Ultimately, we're talking about 450 seats. It was built in 1917. And in 1917, it could seat 867 people. But you only needed 18 inches per human back then. Now you need 22 inches. I guess we've gotten wider over the decades. And the aisleways have to be wider, more egress, more toilets.
So right now we're going up around the offices right now.
We're above the office. We're stepping into the balcony. And it's pretty much like it was in 1917. They haven't changed a whole lot. I think the colors were changed. A private company bought it in the mid-60s to try to keep it afloat as a movie theater, and they changed some of the colors, but the structure is there. It's just like it was when it was built.
It's a round space. There's seating behind us.
This is the balcony. The balcony would have seated about 350 people. It's a good-sized balcony. In our plans, it calls for, I think we'll be able to get 200 people in the balcony. We want every seat to be a great sight line and have great acoustics. So we're hoping for, not to pack in as many seats as we can, but just 450 excellent seats. So whatever you come to see, there won't be a bad seat in the house.
So you guys just got the green light from the town.
Just this past Monday night, yeah.
So how does that change things? Is that the official go-ahead? You're ready to...
Yeah, one of the preconditions of getting our loan for this building was that we had to have village zoning approval, village planning approval, county planning approval. It's a big project. And it's the type of project that could make Hudson Falls a destination, which it hasn't been possibly ever. It's really a drive-through kind of... town. There's 29,000 cars a day that pass along Route 4 on their way into Vermont or just points north or south. But now there's a reason to stop, is what we're hoping. And so this is a former industrial village. There were lumber plants and manufacturing plants. But now we want this to be the new industry. We want the arts to be the new industry.